Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Avoid Comparisons. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 reads, "For we would not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some of those who recommend themselves, but when they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are without understanding." I have just read from the New English Translation Bible. Even though Elvis had a larger congregation and a bigger following, through a series of revelations, he came to realize that through faithfulness, Luis had attained a greater stature in the kingdom of God than him. This realization led Elvis to seek Luis's help when his wife was diagnosed with an incurable illness. Luis entreated God on behalf of Elvis and his wife, and she was miraculously healed. Elvis knew he didn't have the spiritual stature to handle the situation, but Luis did. If Luis had lacked understanding, he might have compared himself to Elvis and missed the opportunity to exercise his authority before the Lord. One of the clearest signs that a believer lacks understanding is when they are caught in the web of comparisons and envy. Understanding helps us recognize that God has unique assignments for each of us. You cannot do my assignment, and I cannot do yours. God will reward us based on the assignments He has given us. Often, believers fall into the trap of comparisons because they lack an eternal perspective. As believers, we possess eternal life, and that means we should also have an eternal perspective on life. Being materialistic and measuring success by material possessions contradicts the eternal perspective God grants us through His kingdom. See Luke 12, verse 15. As you go into today, remember that the greatness that truly matters is greatness in the eternal kingdom. This is determined by our conformity to the image of Christ and our faithfulness to the unique assignments He has given us. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs chapters 14 to 15. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Proverbs chapters 14 to 15.
The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down. Whoever fears the Lord walks uprightly, but those who despise Him are devious in their ways. A fool's mouth lashes out with pride, but the lips of the wise protect them. Where there are no oxen, the manger is empty. But from the strength of an ox come abundant harvest. An honest witness does not deceive, but a false witness pours out lies. The mocker seeks wisdom and finds none, but knowledge comes easily to the discerning. Stay away from the foolish, for you will not find knowledge on their lips. The wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways, but the folly of fools is deception. Fools mock at making amends for sin, but goodwill is found among the upright. Each heart knows its own bitterness, and no one else can share its joy. The house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the upright will flourish. There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. Even in laughter, the heart may ache, and rejoicing may end in grief. The faithless will be fully repaid for their ways, and the good rewarded for theirs. The simple believe anything, but the prudent give thought to their steps. The wise fear the Lord and shun evil. But a fool is hot-headed and yet feels secure. The quick-tempered do foolish things, and those who devise evil schemes are hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Evildoers will bow down in the presence of the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor are shunned even by their neighbors, but the rich have many friends. It is a sin to despise one's neighbor, but blessed are those who are kind to the needy. Do not those who plot evil go astray, but those who plan what is good find love and faithfulness. All hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. The wealth of the wise is their crown, but the folly of fools yields folly. A truthful witness saves lives, but a false witness is deceitful. Those who fear the Lord have a secure fortress, and for their children it will be a refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, turning a person from the snares of death. A large population is a king's glory, but without subjects, a prince is ruined. Those who are patient have great understanding, but the quick-tempered display folly. A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. Whoever oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors God. When calamity comes, the wicked are brought down. But even in death, the righteous seek refuge in God. Wisdom reposes in the heart of the discerning, and even among fools, she lets herself be known. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin condemns any people. A king delights in a wise servant, but a shameful servant arouses his fury.
A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. A fool spurns a parent's discipline, but whoever heeds correction shows prudence. The house of the righteous contains great treasure, but the income of the wicked brings ruin. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, but the hearts of fools are not upright. The Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases him. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue righteousness. Stern discipline awaits those who leave the path. Those who hate correction will die. Death and destruction lie open before the Lord. How much more do human hearts? Mockers resent correction, so they avoid the wise. A happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit. The discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on folly. All the days of the oppressed are wretched, but the cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. Better a small serving of vegetables with love than a fattened calf with hatred. The hot-tempered stir up dissension, but those who are patient calm a quarrel. The way of the sluggard is blocked with thorns, but the path of the upright is a highway. Wise children bring joy to their father, but foolish children despise their mother. Folly brings joy to those who have no sense, but those who have understanding keep a straight course. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. A person finds joy in giving an apt reply, and how good is a timely word. The path of life leads upward for the prudent to keep them from going down to the realm of the dead. The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but he sets the widow's boundary stones in place. The Lord detests the thoughts of the wicked, but gracious words are pure in his sight. The greedy bring ruin to their households, but those who hate bribes will live. The heart of the righteous weighs its answers, but the mouth of the wicked gushes evil. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Light in a messenger's eyes brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the bones. Whoever heeds life-giving correction will be at home among the wise. Those who disregard discipline despise themselves. But those who heed correction gain understanding. Wisdom's instruction is to fear the Lord, and humility comes before honor.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.